We rise for the hearing of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, for this being the first Sunday observance of Advent, is recorded in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt and foal of a beast of burden.'" The disciple went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their coats and sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their coats on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him said what was following him, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirring up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy to you all from God, our Heavenly Father, and from his dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our lesson to today and the message for today is based on the gospel lesson, which is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning with verse 1 through 11. But I would like to read to you the last portion of this text. And the people began shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David, he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." This is our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From the time I was a little child, Christmas was a very special time in my life. When I was vulnerable and, I guess, gullible, I used to think my Christmas gifts came from a white man with a white beard who sat in almost every major department store in the city of Philadelphia. And I was told that he was the real thing. And my mother or my aunts, and even one time my grandmother, would take me down to be in a line, first to get my picture taken, and then secondly to sit on his lap and be able to ask for everything that I would like to have for Christmas. One day, I happened to be in a room and a closet I shouldn't have been in. And as I was looking around the closet for something, I came across all the things, almost all the things, that I had wished that white person in a red suit for Christmas. And I couldn't understand. He wasn't supposed to be here for at least another 2 weeks. And yet everything I desired was already in the closet. Now, it wasn't wrapped, but it was there. And as I began to contemplate, now how could this be? Did he have a FedEx service to deliver all these things? But no, that's not true. Because he was supposed to bring them on a sleigh of reindeer. And then I began to think, well, this is really a miracle that the Lord could make this happen, that all my wishes were true. So I ran to my mother and said, Mom, guess what? All the things that I wanted for Christmas gets to come early. Because they're upstairs in the closet. Upon which my mother said, you're not supposed to be in that closet. But Mom, it's all there. Your eyes are playing games with you. But Mom, all my Christmas wishes are in the closet. Upon which she says, well, Santa had to do a lot more deliveries this year. So he brought them to the closet so that you will have them on Christmas Day. Upon which, now don't say anything, because you didn't see what you saw what Santa left. Christmas is a very special time. For many of us, we would like to know what our Christmas gifts are. My wife Janice got tired of me picking out that gift that she wanted for Christmas. So her practice to me every year now is to give me an envelope that has a ticket. And in that envelope and ticket is her Christmas gift. I don't know what it is until I go and take the ticket to the department store that she has left and put it on layaway. And then my instructions are just have them wrap it up and I will be surprised of what it is that I have given her for Christmas. We all have our idiosyncrasies, our special traditions, like when do you buy your Christmas tree? When do you put it up? When do you take it down? When do you decorate it? And all the other things that are part of our traditions for Christmas. Even here in Advent, as I came in and saw the changes that have taken place, to see how you are preparing your hearts for the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's so much history that's in this room. The one that I really appreciate is the tree that has been decorated in chrismons. I'm sure many of them designed by people who are with us and people who have gone before us as a reminder of the significance of these religious symbols that are hanging on your Christmas tree. As we see in our lesson for today, even the church has reflected those changes. Advent used to be a season that was truly preparing us for Christ's death and resurrection. It was like what I would call the minor Lent. In fact, even our pyramids and our stoles and the things that were decorated in the church reflected more of a Lenten season than it did an Advent season. And then a few years ago, we decided to make a clear difference. Rather than decorate our altars more in a purple, which is a penitent season in preparation for the Lent of our lives, as we look forward to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, became more of a preparing for the Christ who is to come, who in his infinite wisdom came to be the hope for us who believe in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the color was changed from purple to royal blue. It was a way for us to prepare our hearts and our minds for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I said to the kids last week in confirmation class, what is the name of the season that we're going to be celebrating? Everybody looked around at each other and then asked, one of them said, it's the name of the church. Duh. This church saw itself in its thinking of a name for its ministry to select the name Advent. The coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who was sent by God to be a Savior to the world, to prepare us for the many gifts and blessings that he has in store for his people. Advent, a season of hope, a season of promises, a season that announced that the Lord is not only coming, but has already come and is here with us to share his life, his blessings, and his gifts for the people. Christmas is more than just a celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's again reminding us of Jesus' presence in our lives, in what we do and how we achieve that for the rest of the world. There are many things in our life that goes on that we hope for, that we look forward to, that we pray that God would lead, guide, and help us to achieve. But one thing is always true, and that's the promise of this Advent season always, that the Lord has already come. It's not that like expecting that it's going to happen, and we're hoping it's going to happen, but it has already happened. It is already in existence. It's to know that the Lord has our heart and our interests always first place in our lives. Now, it may not always mesh with our desire. I love that commercial that I'm watching now on TV about this little girl, again, sitting on the man with the red suit on his lap. And she's giving her her wish list and talking about, yes, I want a Lexus 2X. With all this equipment and all this stuff, and she's lost a part of it, and her father's sitting behind saying, yeah, that's it. And knowing that it's not her list, but it's her dad's wish list. It's not something that we have to be concerned about whether or not the Lord heard us, whether or not he got the message or got the memo of what we really wanted or really need. Or even when we go to a doctor's appointment, maybe not feeling the best, but we don't want to hear any bad news. News that we're going to need more surgery, news that we're going to need a treatment, or something that will not necessarily give us a guarantee that it's going to make us all well, or news that show us that we're going to have to suffer for a while in order to get better. Advent reminds us that it is a time in which God has already pre-placed those things that are important and needful for our lives. There have been times in which things have happened in my life in which I wish would just keep on walking and pass me by, that I really didn't need to go through that crisis, through that difficult time, through that hardship. But ultimately, as I look back at it, I am thankful that not that I had to go through that disappointment or that pain or that hurt, but I am thankful to know that my God was present and promises to be present in all the things that happen for me and for those who I love, to know that they may not be things that we want to see or experience, but we know that they are necessary because God shows us He has not abandoned us, He has not forsaken us, that He has, even in advance of our knowledge or our acceptance, accepted and placed in our hearts and in our minds those things that are necessary for us to see Him as who He is. A God who loves us, a God who cares for us, a God who always puts our best interests at heart first in our lives, to let us know that He is truly Advent God, the one who cares for us, the one who loves us, the one who leads us in the way we are to go. It's no mistake, I believe, that this church was given a name by God to again to point to the world that we are His people, and that He is always present and guiding us in the way we are to go, for the sake of His mercy and for the sake of all of God's people, to know that He is Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, we are thankful to be God's people, to be His Advent people, to look forward and give thanks for the blessings He gave to us in the past and the blessing He has given to us in the present and the power to know that He will be with us in the future. That's why I am assured that the Lord has never forsaken any of us who put our faith and trust in Him, who know that He is our God, our Lord, and our Savior. People of God, as we deal with our various circumstances in life and wondering what will happen with a change of administration in a new presidency and not even know who's going to be our governor, with the things that we face on whether we'll have a job next week or whether or not we'll have the benefits that we have now in order to support us in the future. We don't know these things in our mind, but we know through it all, God is always with us and promises to lead us, to bless us, and to help us on our journey, to know that we're not alone, that He is there to make His light so shine in this dark world with His light that illuminates all the things that frighten us and all the things that scare us, to know that He is with us always. Yes, we're at another celebration, another time to look forward to the blessings God has blessed us and will continue to bless us, particularly as this congregation looks forward to a new shepherd or pastor for this flock. To know we may not know his name, we may not know where he's coming. Well, I can tell you it is a he, knowing our denomination. But knowing that he is promised and already has in reserve for us a shepherd for this flock, who will continue to proclaim, to lead us in worship, to celebrate the sacraments in Jesus' name, and to help us to always see God's presence, not only in our lives, but in the lives of the world's people who we are placed here to share the good news of Jesus Christ and His love. Yes, our traditions have changed. Yes, we may not do things that we did in the past. Yes, many of the loved ones who were here with us who celebrated this season and look forward to God's presence may not be around with us at this time, but one thing is assured, He is present and He does care for us and He does make His will known. My hope and prayer that you get all the things that you wish for Christmas, and that you celebrate the blessings and the gifts that God has bestowed on your life. But if for some reason you don't, and there may be something that is amiss, knowing that the best gift of all, which is the knowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that he will never leave you, never abandon you, and promise you the ultimate Christmas gift that can never be exchanged, tarnished, broken, need batteries to be replaced, to know that his promise of everlasting life has already been delivered to you in the death and resurrection of his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To know that as we celebrate this Advent and all Advents to come, that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And our hope is in his eternal as well as present and past presence to lead us, to guide us, and to give us his everlasting love. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continue to bless us, to guide us, and keep us always in his grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.